Son, never stop learning.
Think about this for a moment. If you shrank the Earth down to the size of a standard classroom globe, the breathable layer of atmosphere keeping every living thing alive would be thinner than a single sheet of paper. That's it. That razor-thin shell is all that stands between life and the void. Frank White, an author who interviewed dozens of astronauts, coined the term overview effect in 1987 to describe what happens when a human being actually sees that fragility firsthand, not in a textbook, not in a photograph, but through a window from orbit. Now, the cognitive shift White documented isn't subtle. Astronauts don't just feel awe. Something more structural changes in how they process reality. Think of it like this. Your entire life, you've understood borders the way you understand the rules of a board game. They feel fixed, official, real. Then you reach orbit, and the board disappears. There are no lines, no fences, no divisions carved into the surface of the planet. What you see instead is a single continuous system, oceans bleeding into continents, weather systems crossing every boundary humans ever drew. That visual fact hits the brain differently than any map ever could. The key idea is that the absence of borders isn't just an aesthetic observation. It rewires how astronauts think about conflict, nationality, and human identity itself. Edgar Mitchell understood this viscerally. Mitchell was the sixth person to walk on the moon, and on his return journey, he described the experience as an instant global consciousness. He said terrestrial politics, wars, territorial disputes, ideological battles suddenly seemed not just solvable, but almost absurd. The scale of Earth against the scale of space made human divisions look like arguments happening inside a single lifeboat. That means the overview effect isn't a vague spiritual feeling. It's a documented perceptual reorganization triggered by a specific visual stimulus. Seeing the whole Earth, all at once, suspended in darkness. Mitchell's account is one of the most cited, but he was far from alone. Astronaut after astronaut has returned, describing the same core shift, a collapse of the us-versus-them framework that dominates life on the surface. The 1968 Earthrise photograph gave the rest of humanity its first collective taste of that perspective. Taken during the Apollo 8 mission, the image showed Earth, vivid, blue, impossibly small, rising above the lunar horizon. For the first time, billions of people who would never leave the atmosphere could see their planet the way an astronaut does, isolated, whole, and achingly beautiful against an infinite black backdrop. That photograph is often credited with helping launch the modern environmental movement. It made the fragility of Earth undeniable. The thin blue line of atmosphere visible at the planet's edge wasn't just poetic, it was a warning. For example, scientists and activists who had struggled for years to communicate environmental urgency suddenly had a single image that said everything. The planet looked protected. It also looked exposed. The takeaway from all of this is precise, Alina, and it matters. The overview effect is not a metaphor. It is a specific, repeatable cognitive shift with three defining features. First, a visceral sense of planetary scale. The Earth is small, and space is incomprehensibly large. Second, the psychological erasure of national borders, replaced by a perception of Earth as one interconnected system. Third, a profound recognition of fragility, that thin blue line, thinner than paper on a globe, is the only thing sustaining every human being who has ever lived. Frank White named it. Edgar Mitchell lived it. The Earthrise photograph broadcast it. And now, Alina, this course is going to take you through every dimension of what that shift means. For the astronauts who experience it, for the science that explains it, and for what it might mean for the rest of us who will never leave the ground. Remember this, the view from above doesn't just change what you see, it changes what you believe is possible.